Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, there is some slow-moving traffic in central Joburg on the M1 South as you head towards the Crown Interchange. And then in Pretoria, traffic still moving slowly after an earlier accident on the N1 South before the N4 Emalahleni Highway.
The South African Reserve Bank has decided to reduce the interest rate by 25 basis points to 7.75%. The unanimous decision was announced by the bank's governor, Lesecha Khanyaho, following this morning's meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee. Meanwhile, the South African Department of Foreign Affairs welcomes the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants against Israeli leaders Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant. It also includes the late Hamas commander, Mohammed Daif.
We call upon the global community to uphold the rule of law and ensure accountability for human rights violations. And we also call upon all state parties to act in accordance with the obligations in the Rome Statute.
And that was spokesperson Crispin Piri. Netanyahu now accuses the ICC of being a court of anti-Semitism. Hamas also responded, although they didn't say anything about their own leader. They say the warrants against Netanyahu and Gallant is an important step towards justice. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
News was brought to you by Rage 2024. You can get your tickets today on Howler.
It's time for the sport, and it is brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team. Win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some rugby news. Former Lions and SAA coach Johan Ackerman will return to South Africa after 7 years abroad to lend his experience to the junior box squad as a coaching consultant. The 54-year-old will return from Japan, where he's been coaching for the last 4 years. Ackerman also coached the Red Hurricanes in Japan from 2020 to 2022. And then he went to the Urayasu D-Rocks from 2023. Previously, he spent 3 seasons with Gloucester in England. Sam Kane and TJ Perenara will make the International Rugby Union farewells this weekend after being selected in a strong All Blacks lineup to take on Italy in Turin. Flanker Sam Kane will make his 104th appearance for his country in the starting 15 at the Allianz Arena. And Scott Robinson aims to end the year on a high after a narrow defeat in France in Paris last weekend. This time around, Perenara, who's got 88 caps so far, starts his last ever match for New Zealand on the bench. And the Bulls Daisies have acquired the services of junior Springbok Shanique Alexander, who joins the club on an initial 2-year deal. The Gqeberha native joins the club, having spent time in the Eastern Province, where she made a women's Premier Division debut 2 seasons ago. The outside back is thrilled to be surrounded by the quality players in the Daisies camp. And in football news, Chelsea captain Reece James has suffered a new injury setback after being ruled out of Saturday's clash against Leicester with a hamstring problem. James only returned to action in October after missing the start of the season, but Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca revealed that the 24-year-old England right-back will not be available for the trip to the King Power Stadium in the Premier League this weekend. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This Black Friday, Superbets is turning up the heat with cash prizes up to 30,000 Rand. Register at superbets.co.za, place a 50 Rand real money bet and stand a chance to be one of 5 winners weekly and get a shot at the 5,000 Rand grand prize on the 29th of November. The more you bet, the more chances you'll have to win. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line, 0800 006 008.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
How many times a night and day did I cry for the answers when love was in my ear? Didn't I love you